Rav Menachem Goldstein, Itayv HaTorah 6.
Okay, so yesterday we spoke about the pasuk which is saying Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, which compares the mitzvah to the candle and the Torah to the light. So we said, what's the difference? So there is list on the Midrash Chazal. One part is that the mitzvah is defending only while you are doing this, the mitzvah, not when you finished. Differently than the Torah that continue defend you. And secondly, we said that the Torah is the maximum defense on the person. Why? Because let's say someone, this world is like considered like place of darkness. So if someone is walking on the nights or on the mountains, so he's afraid from the thorns that can damage his legs, and from pits that he can fall into. So, but when you have light, so that takes out this fear. But still, he doesn't find his place. Till he is coming to the road cross, then he is able to know where he should continue. So he's saying that's a parallel of Chazal to explain that the Torah brings us to be attached to Hashem. So there were a few explanations for the preference of the Torah, which makes a person, which saves the person from the damage. Yes, so first thing was that according to Rav Chisde, that was saying that the crossroad is like the day of death. Why? Because till the day of death, we look about that, oh, that's awful to die. But there is another side to when person is has a lot of fulfilled his life with meaning, that now his soul is not anymore limited by the body. The body is limiting the power of the soul. And then it can spread out and be stronger. That's the first explanation of Chisda. Second explanation, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, was that the crossroads is compared to Talmid Chochem plus Irat Chet. Yes, so being afraid of making sins, that leads the person to make the right act, even ignoring that what the environment thinks, and is doing the proper thing, the correct thing that he should do. Then, a third explanation was Marzutra. That's three Amoraim: Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Marzutra. The third explanation of Marzutra was saying that's Talmid Chochem, the Masik Shmata Aliba Deirchetel. Yes, that. Let's say many people can learn, but that's not make them advance from their point of level, their stage. But by coming to such level of learning that is able to take out the consequences, what should I do, what I'm allowed to do, what I'm forbidden to do, that's already higher level. That he summarized himself all the principles he understood and is using that the Torah practically for his life. So that's much higher level, that's much better. Yes, so that's a third explanation of Marzutra, I think. Yes, so we are here, right? Yes, here, I summarized yesterday. Yes, so that was learning Torah plus Yirat Shamayim. Okay, now I'm starting the next paragraph, which starts with the word of Maseches Nidah. Yes, here, Maseches Nideh, you found on Maseches Nideh, Tanet Ve'Eliyahu. Yes, this is someone that wrote that in name of Eliyahu Novi. Kol Hashoyne Halachot Muftach Lo Sheben Olam Haba. Shenemar Halichot Olam Lo. Al Tikre Halichot Olam, Ela Halachot Olam. Ad Kam. So people are running to Rebbe that lives 100 kilometers from them, sometimes from state to state. Or they are running to visit graves and things like that. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us a simple suggestion. How we can come to Olam Habet by learning every day halachot. And that makes persons slowly to be acting all these actions like should be. Okay? Be'aru ha-ma'ala el-yona shesh la-torah u-bifrat me-shishone halachot. So the Gemara is explaining the highest level that the Torah has, and specifically the ones that is learning halachot. Ki mi shechashav ki ikar alimud la'adam b'chokhma, שיעסיק בנמצאים ובגלגלים ובמלאכים, ולא ניתנה מדרגה זאת לתורה לנזיקים ולטומאה ולטהרה, דבר זה הוא מכשלה גדולה מאוד. So were some people that fought by mistake. The learning Torah is a patent that person can be מקובל גדול. מקובל. He will go to Baba, he will learn Zohar, he will know what goes between the angels and between on the upper worlds. Yes, so saying this level doesn't speak about philosophical knowledge, Kabbalistic knowledge. No, that's a practical knowledge, what to do on nezikin, how not to damage your friend, and who is right, who is not right, and when someone wants to take out balcony, and that make shadow on his neighbor below, and when something was pulled or leaking from his floor to the lower floor, and someone damaged his friend by mistake, by a car accident or whatever, how much he should pay, and what should do. That's the laws. Uletume uletara, yes, what's pure, what's impure. Davar zeh u'machshela gdola mod. So if someone thinks just about philosophical and Kabbalistic knowledge instead of the practical knowledge, that's big luck. גם ביארנו זה אצל קיני בפתחי נידה, והבאנו המאמר הזה שם, ולכך במאמר הזה בא לומר כי עיקר הצלחת האדם כאשר לימודו בהלכה. So we think that this saying of Chazal comes to say that the major success of person is when his learning is becoming practical and is keeping that. וביור זה כי ההלכה הוא אמיתת התורה עד שאינו נוטה לא לימין ולא לשמאל. The הלכה level is already the total truth, the pure proof, truth of the Torah, which is not tilting, not right, not left, going on the right way. וזה לשון ההלכה אשר שימשו בו חכמים, לומר הלכה כך וכך. That's very, very, very interesting. I told you a few times that the way one of the major parts of the explanations of the Maharal is to be explaining subjects according to the roots of Lashon HaKodesh. So he investigate what's the source of the law of Halakha, the same as he did before by saying Torah is like coming from Hora'ah, from directions, from commands. So that's not only theoretical things, that's practical what to do. Same thing halacha, to go, yes, that's the right way you should go. Klomar halicha hi yosher haderech, walking is being straight on the way, she'eno noteh lo le'yamin ve'lo le'shmol, u'kach. Yes, there is chazonish, it was the classical halacha personality that was of the last few hundred years maybe, and he also wrote his books, and many places he is discussing about how to decide between the Yerushalayim and calculating and calculations, and he was so very clear about that, to say I'm not machmir, I'm not mekel, I'm not looking for chumris, I'm not looking what's the Torah demands from that. If that's a kula, I will keep the kula. If that's a chuma, I will keep the chuma. I totally do not care what will be the result. That's what I should do, not to try to be more, not to try to be less. Yes, that's interesting. Okay? כי הדרך אל עולם הבא צריך שלא יהיה נוטה לא לימים ולא לשמאל. That's the right way to get to עולם הבא. וכמו שבארנו לפני זה, מהי פשס דוחים? זה תלמיד חוכם שמסיק להשמעת הליבה די לחיטה. So פשס דוחים, road cross, that's a place, the Talmud Chochem, which is coming to the last line conclusions practically what to do. והרי כי פרשס דרכים הוא הדרך הפורש מן הדרכים. Yes? שהם נוטים מן היושר והוא הולך ביושר. So now he's explaining the other word, פרשת. פרשת is like not as you think, Parshas Shavua, is not cross, like I translated it into English. He's saying a poresh. Poresh is separated. He's separating himself from the sides which are not the correct way. Yes, he should drive on the middle road. Yes. הוא הדרך והוא הדורש הפורש מן הדרכים שהם נוטים מן היושר והוא הולך ביושר he's driving or walking on the right way וזה שאמר כל מי ששונה הלכות מובטח שהוא בן עולם הבא דכתיב הלכות לעולם לו yes that's what he was saying everyone that is learning הלכה of course he's going on the right way כלומר שיש לו הליכה והדרך אל עולם הבא על ידי ההלכות של תורה by learning the Torah. ולכך אמר גם כן נתנה, כנים ופתחי דנידה הן גופי הלכות, וכמו שהתבאר שם, לא שרה חוכמות. והוא התברך ייתן חלקנו עם השנים הלוחס ועם השנים לשנות טעמים בדברים אחרים לא להתערב. Okay, so it's a blessing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us to be following this way. So I want to repeat his parallel from another direction. A few days ago, I had to go to Yam HaMelech with my wife. So I was driving, and in front of me was car. And this car, I noticed, sorry, there was truck a few cars before, and so it was not 100 kilometers per hour; it was 50. And I noticed this car is driving to the right side, then to the left border, then to the right, then to the left. So after 1 minute, I'm telling my wife, this driver is driving strange. Look at how he's driving. Something not okay with him. But I felt uncomfortable to do because it's not disturbing me. It's not me. Okay, I'm driving. So my wife became afraid. I said, maybe he's a terrorist, an Arab. Be careful of him. Take distance. And I calmed her down. I said, no, it's not logic. He has a kid inside. And maybe he's suffering. Maybe he's drunk. Maybe he's tired. I don't know. But that's... Okay, 2 minutes later, he drove strong, fast into the side, which was lower, and started to fall down. And then he turned strong back. Mm. And there was a pillar there of a sign of the road, and it was stuck into that broke a big piece of the back part of the car. And then from then on, he was driving, his car was broken. On the air was this piece that was taken out, and he was driving on the right way. And I felt very bad, very sore. I told my wife I had to make pump. To make him lights, I had to warn him because I noticed that a few minutes before. Yes, so I suppose he was tired, and when that occurred to him, he was so shocked, terrified that he controlled himself. Yes. So that we understand when we see cars, but that happens to people. Yes, everyone has his yetzerah. His yetzerah is trying to take us right and left. And if we are learning the Maharal before, so we will look on, have a better point of view on our life to know that we shouldn't wait till the Torah will push us to the side. We, before, will make ourselves learning aloha and everything, principles, how to decide on life's questions. Everyone has many questions on his life, for engagements, for monetary, for behavior, for things, and then we will lead our life on the right middle way, but not tilting to the side and coming to attach to it. Okay. ובפרק עמד מועד קוטון, כסיב וכל חפציך לא ישבו בה, החפצי שמיים כמו המצווה שישבו בה. Think there is another פוסוק that said about the Torah that all the objects on the walls you cannot compare to the Torah. Okay, so all the kids know to sing very nicely, Toiv li Torah spicha malfei zahav hachesed. That's it's better the Torah more than the having more money. Yes. So we already spoke that the material things make you happy for limited time. Like I had a good meal at the restaurant, but if I'm having spiritual enjoyments, so that makes me good memories that can hold for 20 years, and I remember what I was having and feeling. Okay, so that we know already. But now is the Gemara is discussing that from another direction to say, "Uktiv v'chol chafatzim lo yishvu ba." Pirush afilo amitzes shem cheftes shamayim. So not only the physical objects you cannot compare to the Torah, even the mitzvahs which are like things which were given from heaven. Yes. So the Gemara asks contradiction. On one side, v'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu ba, your own private material things, you cannot be compared to the Torah. Okay, that means mitzvah, yes. On the other side, there is a kol chafatzim lo yishvu ba, any object, even the mitzvahs of Hashem cannot be compared to the Torah. So, contradictions. Can we compare mitzvahs to Torah or not? That's a question of the Gemara. Umetaretz, the Gemara on a certain moment, Katan is answering. Lo kashya. Habe mitzvah she'i efshar she'te'aseh al yedei acherim. Habe mitzvah she'efshar she'te'aseh al yedei acher. So saying, let's say, why we want to compare or not to compare? Because sometimes we have to decide, what should we do now? I have two options what to do. So that means, if you are learning Torah, and there is mitzvah which is also important, but can be done by someone else, so don't stop your Torah in order to make the other mitzvah. Yes? There is preference for the Torah, that's higher level. Yes, so of course person has to fulfill his mitzvah shebegufo. We won't say he's potter from a nachas tefillin, because we are learning Torah, we should keep the mitzvahs which are written. But that means if I can have an hour of now to take a bus to Shari Tzedek, to make big mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, or 1 hour of learning Torah, so it will make better the world if I will learn. That's what I think what the Gemara means to say. Okay, so now let's see what he is explaining. Pirush, ki haTorah hi haSechel haElyon. The Torah is the highest level of wisdom of Hashem that belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenatan Hashem Yitbarach laOlam. That he put down into this world. Ubevadai ma'alat ha'sechel hu yoter al ha'chafatzim shen gashmiim. Of course, that's the level of the wisdom is higher than physical objects. Ve'afilu chefze shamayim shem ha'mitzvahs. Even more than the commands of the mitzvahs, which the sof sof hem ha'asim sha'adam ha'se b'gufo ha'gashmi. Because at last, if I'm making now an act to give charity, that's very important. But this is an act that I'm doing with my physical body and physical coins. Okay, af ki lo yada tama mitzvah. Yes, even that we do not know the reason why the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded this mitzvah, but we know that the learning Torah I'm doing with my spiritual part. My body consists of two parts, the material and the spiritual. So the body is like cloth to my real existence, which is the spiritual part, which is the soul. So the way to walk Hashem is on higher level when I'm walking with my soul by learning Torah, praying, whatever, more than doing an act with my hand and the 10 shekels. Okay, וכמו שביארנו בהקדמת אבות, ולכך כל חפצי שמיים לא ישבו בה. That's why we cannot even compare the mitzvahs to the Torah. אמנם, אם אי אפשר שתעשה על ידי אחרים, בוודאי המצווה קודמת. But let's say, next to me there is neighbor. No one knows about him. I know that he doesn't have food to eat. And I can help him by sending him meals or money or something like that. So of course, that's mitzvah that no one else cannot do because they don't know, they don't have, no one else won't do that. I was on the way, I saw an old person that is, needs a tram to be taken from here to there to help him to cross the road or something like that. So that's mitzvah of Eretz. No one else won't do that. Yes, I'm next to him. וביאור דבר זה, כי אם יאמר אדם אל מות תורה, if person will say, okay, I will learn Torah, ולא אעשה סוכה, ולולב. I won't make סוכה or a bas minim. בוודאי המצווה קודמת. Of course you have to make the mitzvah. כי המצווה כשלא נעשה, יש כאן חיסרון גדול. Because if there is mitzvah that you are not doing at all, that's big luck. שהמצווה, luck, חיסרון, yes? שהמצווה היא חיוב על האדם. The mitzvah not... L-U,
L-A-C-K.
Yes, L-C-K, yes. שהמצווה היא חיוב על האדם. The mitzvah is total obligation on the person. ואילו התורה היא מעלה לאדם. But the Torah is like higher level for the person. ומכל מקום, אם אין התורה, אין כאן חיסרון כל כך. Yes? So, let's say if someone couldn't be more godel b'Torah to become the biggest Talmid Chochem, because he was the one that was in charge now to take care for lives of other people. So now he has to take care to help other people. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
even big rabbis, when there was disease on their towns or fire or something like that, they left the Torah, closed the Gemara, and went to collect money for the anim and for the poor, to help them. What?
Yeah, I was thinking like for a person, let's say they have certain fixed times for Torah study.
Yes.
So would this apply only during those fixed times? In other words, during those fixed times, they should stick to the Torah learning unless it's something that came up that only they can do the mitzvah. But maybe outside of those times when ordinarily they would feel free in any event to, let's say, go to a restaurant or something. So if they're engaged in Torah learning, maybe there would be a basis there to say, all right, I'm going to put this away because there's a mitzvah. There's something else I can do, like a mitzvah I can do, even though someone else is here who could do it.
So I think there are not total rules for everyone. That depends on the person. There is someone that his ability is to learn 1 hour a day and is making effort for that. Another one is able to learn 12 hours a day. So they are demand to do different things and able to do different things. There is someone that has many big family and he has to feed them or something like that. So it changed. So everyone should advise with his rabbi according to his situation what how much time he should invest that and that. Okay. וזה ההפרש שיש בין תורה ובין המצוות. That's the difference between the Torah and mitzvot. כי המצוות, אם לא יעשה אותם אדם, הוא חסר לגמרי. If the mitzvot, if you want to do סוכה and לולב, that's total luck. שהרי מצוות התורה הם רמח כמספר איברי האדם. It's not just symbol. That's inner meaning. The amount of the mitzvot, mitzvot esse, is 248. which is parallel to the parts of the body. Let's say I'm speaking about my finger, so I have three parts on this finger. 1, 2, 3. Yes, and then also here, but in other bones, and also ears. And so the Chazal counted that there are 248 parts on the person. At shamitzvah yimashlemet ha'adam. That comes to teach us that the mitzvah is making completeness to the my spiritual existence. שאם אין מצווה, כאילו אדם חסר איבר אחד. If he doesn't have the mitzvah, it's like missing that. כי המצווה שהיא על ידי מעשה אדם שנעשה על ידי גופה הגשמי, היא קרובה יותר אל האדם הגשמי. ואם לא יעשה אותו אדם, הוא חסר. ולפיכך, אי אפשר שתעשה המצווה על ידי אחרים. So, because that's parallel to the amount of agons on my body, so that's why no one else cannot do the mitzvah for me. Yes, the same. I won't tell my neighbor, okay, be my shliach to eat breakfast or to eat lunch. Yes, I will stay hungry. So the same thing, if I won't make the actual mitzvahs, and I will, I can't tell him, do mitzvah sukkah instead of me, and I want to continue learning. So, en ra'ui shikach ha-Torah shishlemut ve-ma'alat ha-Adam. שעל ידי התורה אדם שכלי והמצווה אם לא עשה אותה או חיסרון האדם. So that's why if you can not, there are some mitzvahs that you can do by others. Let's say you are saying I will give to the קופת צדקה שכונתית הוראת קבע of 100 shekels per month, 200 shekels per month, they will give the honey because I can't look and search and think, do like that. Okay, so the mitzvah will be done. That's אפשר לעשות על ידי אחרים. Or let's say someone, but if I cannot tell someone else, you will make the sukkah instead of me. Why? Because the Torah is giving you preference to be on higher level, but missing the mitzvahs is lack from the structure of person, because that's parallel to the amount of the evarim ba'adam. V'yoter ra'ui, I'm on page chet. V'yoter ra'ui, more suitable el adam she'e nimtza b'shlemut mebli chisaron af im lo haya lo ma'ala. Better, more suitable for the person to be complete without lack, more than even that he doesn't have the preference, more than משיהיה לו חיסרון, שיהיה לו אם זה מעלה שכיל. Better that that's preferred more than he will be תלמיד חוכם, but having lack of parts of his body by not keeping the mitzvahs. כי החיסרון מבטל המעלה, שאין המעלה נחשב לכלום. By having this lack of doing the mitzvahs, is making all his preference of the Torah like getting lost. אבל אם אפשר שתעשה המצווה על ידי אחרים, והרי אין כאן חיסרון כאשר המצווה נעשה, but if he's appointing a messenger of the קופת צדקה, for example, just an example, to that they will give the poor people the money, so then the poor people, neighbors, will get their needs. So then that's okay. וכאשר אין כאן חיסרון, when there is not lack, so then קניין התורה יותר קודם, שהוא מעלה ושלמות יותר כמו שהתבאר. Okay, that's for today. Thank you very, very, very much. תודה רבה. תודה רבה, דוד.
Thank you so much.